Autumn, hey.
Hi.
I love this. Here we are. Special edition. We're going to call this the Out of Bags This Week podcast special edition with you being Autumn and me being Justin. And we have a guest here with us today.
We do.
Gentleman really doesn't need much of an introduction. He's been around the beach for quite some time. He owns an establishment in Nag's Head that a lot of us frequent on a regular basis called Lucky 12. And we have Mark Balog in here with us this morning. Mr. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it is morning.
Yeah, I know. It's so weird every time we... yes.
Normally we're recording in the evenings.
Yeah,
so, you know, to say the good morning, I guess, is a little different. Mark has... he started something, what, about 4 or 5 years ago?
4 years.
That
five?
Really...
This will be year five?
This will be year five of it, yeah. That really exploded around here, and he's being jolly and sharing the Christmas joy.
Well, we were sitting here talking with Mark off record, and just learning about what it actually has become of the whole Jingle 12, where it's going and everything like that, and just how we sat here and talked about how it just gets circled around 360 the whole way through the community. So it's just crazy that we're going to talk to Mark about everything.
The 12 everything. Bars of Christmas.
Yes, yes.
So Mark, talk to us a little bit. Okay, so your first thought, you know, can we go back in time a little bit?
Sure.
When you first had this idea, what spawned this idea of the Jingle 12. Let's start with that.
Just years ago, we were not busy in December, and especially, or we were busy Christmas week, but not the rest of December. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of looking for an idea on how to expand just business in December that wasn't really here. And I was in Nashville and ended up going to a Christmas pop-up bar. And I was with the girl, Monica, and we went to Nashville because we were not busy here and Christmas fell like on a weekday. So anyway, we ended up finding a pop-up bar out there called Miracle, and it was a secret bar and you had to find it in a hotel. So after we finally found it, we waited in line, got in it, and literally within 10 seconds, I looked around and I said, "This is amazing." I said, "I'm doing this next year." She goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "I'm doing this next year." And I said, "Now what do you want to drink?" And I just kind of like, my thoughts started just kind of like racing of like, this is exactly what I need to do in December. So from that was in like December 23rd, 2018.
Oh, wow.
So I started planning it like instantaneous.
So did you like, so you thought of the idea, and then what was the first thing that you, after you sat there like, I'm going to do this, what was the very first thing that you did after that?
Like the next day, like Christmas Day, I called my mom and I said, before you put any of your Christmas decorations away, like the vintage stuff, especially if there's anything you have doubles of or anything you don't want, please put aside for me. And like I knew at that point, just because Lucky's is a kind of a retro vintage style tavern, that I wanted to go like vintage Christmas decor.
The C9 bulbs and all that.
Yeah, like blow molds, melted popcorns, just all stuff that like reminded me of being a kid. And what's funny is the Christmas bars is my parents decorated different than my aunts, than your friends, your family, your neighbors. So it's kind of a mixture of everybody's tacky Christmas decor kind of combined into one.
Yeah. Now, so you got all this stuff and your very first year, I have to say, you've been there,
of course,
right?
Yes.
The one thing that I've always noticed from it is I don't know who puts those lights up, but they are like the dream person because they're perfect. Oh. Like perfectly lined up, perfectly all the same direction. And it makes my little heart so happy when I look at them. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we actually have like, we call them the light crew. It's like the same guys that we've done it forever and we get there.
Okay, so that's what you do.
Yeah, and everybody's like, man, these girls do an awesome job. I'm like, it's a bunch of dudes in here. 8 a.m. putting lights up.
So we get all this stuff pulled together. You got this idea when you were in Nashville. It's starting to get closer and closer. We're into 2019 at this point because you had this idea come to you in 2018. We're into 2019. We're getting, you know, the season from the summer is winding down or whatnot. I don't know when did you start making the plans and start initiating some of your thoughts at Jingle or Lucky 12 to turn it to Jingle 12 for December of that year.
I mean, that entire year.
Okay.
Like, I was collecting Christmas stuff, just like yard sales, thrift stores, calling people, eBay, auctions, yard sales. And I mean, that whole year, my staff's looking at me because stuff was getting delivered and like they kind of didn't quite understand what was going on. And then I started like, hey, we need to write some cocktails up, some drinks. And we made this post that year. It was pretty hilarious. It was like in September. I was like, Lucky 12 will be closing, you know, November 28th. Thanks. It was a good run. And then like an hour later, I was like, just kidding. We're opening his Jingle 12.
I remember that.
Yeah, because I freaked out.
Yeah, because I was freaked out. Yes. Like, yeah. We were at the radio station.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had like 680 comments in like one day.
Yeah.
That's right. I remember you guys. We were like, that's genius.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we were sitting at the radio station. We're like, wait, Lucky 12's closing? What the heck's going on here? I remember like it was yesterday now. Now that you say that, I was like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
I remember just being like, what? And you were sitting across from me, like right now you are. And now we were like, what's... No, like something's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on with Mark? What's going on? You know, we're thinking, trying to figure this out. And then, like you said,
well, because it's funny because I think the rumor before that, too, was kind of like you were done. Like you wanted to kind of get out of it. You were like, I don't know. Maybe I should. Maybe I shouldn't. Like, I want to enjoy life. I love doing this, too. And then you said it was closing. I was like, the hell?
Yeah. you really rattled a lot of individuals. They were shook up because of it. So
your first year, though, it was just you. It was just Lucky 12 doing it.
Just us.
Yeah. And you had the cookie trays. You did the hot chocolate. You did all that stuff.
Yeah, we did Christmas-inspired appetizers and Christmas cocktails for adults and kids, Christmas beers.
Yeah, the amount of hot chocolates I've had there, because it's like they use the screwball whiskey, I think is what it is. Yeah, the peanut butter whiskey and a hot chocolate. So good.
Oh, yeah, I love it. So it's my favorite. Never had one. Just kidding.
Yeah, you should.
Maybe I will this year. But so you did that. It was a huge success your first year. People really gravitated towards it. They really supported it. They really got behind it. And I know my wife fell in love. She fell in love with it. Being her birthday's
so
in December, it was big for her. So
she loves Christmas in general.
She does.
Christmas is always a fun time.
Yeah. I've already got my tree up and lights out. And
yeah, I know it.
Yard ornaments. So, but then you started. People, I guess some other businesses may have reached out to you in regards to what you did. How did you start this whole big thing? How did it turn into what it is now, these 12 bars of Christmas? Take us through the timeline there.
So like 19 was the first year, and then after the first year, it was busy, and I was like, I need to incorporate my backyard for next year. So I thought about those igloos and the ice fishing shed and ski lodge. So then we designed all that stuff in our heads, and then COVID happened. So that worked out well for us. So we did great with COVID because we had four structures that families could eat in for groups up to six people. And then the next year, of course, COVID kind of went away and we had a great year. And then I was just like, I think I want to expand this because I outgrew it. And I was watching other restaurants kind of like looking in, and I was like, I think there's enough business to get four. So we came up with this concept called Christmas Island. And first person I reached out to was John Kirschmeyer at Bonzer Shack. Mm-hmm. I had worked with John years and years ago in the early 2000s. And John always inspired me because he did Halloween. So John was doing a pop-up Halloween bar before we ever heard the word pop-up. So I asked him, and he got back with me. And then Kevin Cherry from Quan's, I mentioned something to him, and he was like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And Kevin also had worked for John. And then Goombay's, I mentioned it to them, and Charlie and Karen were the owners at that time, and they wanted to do it. So it was kind of cool because John, I worked for John, Kevin worked for John, Charlie worked for John, John and Goombay's, so on and so forth. So it was kind of like, it was kind of fun to work with those guys that we had all kind of worked with directly or indirectly for years.
Excellent. So then it grew into the Christmas Island, and it blew up for them as well. People were, okay, let's go over here to Goombay's. Let's go over to Quan's.
Yeah, because those bars jumped on, and then you guys created this passport.
Mm-hmm.
And the passport, you went around and got it stamped from each bar and would turn that in for an ornament and stuff. And then it's just, you know, it is what it is to this year, which we've learned so much about it.
Yeah, so tell us about the 12 bars of Christmas.
Yes.
Talk to us about these 12 bars. I'm looking at the website because you have a website for this.
Mm-hmm. 12barsofchristmas.com.
Yes. The number 12, too.
The number 12, barsofchristmas.com. And I'm looking at it right now. So while I'm looking at it, talk to us a little bit about what these 12 bars.
So, yeah, because it's different this year. I mean, it's the same, but it's different.
So
yeah.
I sat down after, you know, Goombay's mamas and Bonzer and myself, we sat down like right after January last year. And I said, you know, this was amazing. And I said, I've got this dream, just like the 12 days of Christmas, to do 12 bars of Christmas. And at that point, no one had ever had in any city. They do bar crawls between 12 bars, mm-hmm. but no one has ever had 12 independent restaurants in any city or town doing Christmas pop-ups together. So it was I was just a really unique area, or really unique. I thought it would be a great fit to this area because we know a lot of the other restaurants. So they agreed. And then at that point, a lot of people had already reached out to me and were said, hey, you know, next year, if you expand it, I want to be involved. So literally by March, I knew I was doing it. And I already knew the 12 because most of them had reached out to me.
So I'm just going to kind of run through the 12 real quick. Sure. We've got Deck the Halls. Okay, that's at Outer Banks Distilling. Mm-hmm. The Christmas Vacation Station, that's the brewing station, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we've got Poor Rudolph's. Which one is Poor Rudolph's?
That's Poor Richard's.
Yeah, I was like,
Poor
come
Richard's.
On.
I'm love trying their... to like, I'm looking at this on my phone. It's a Jack Frost, Jack Brown's, Browns. McAllister's Corner. That's the one my wife is really like looking at because she's loves the movie Home Alone, and
so
who
does
doesn't?
Mark
and who doesn't love the movie Home Alone?
Never seen it.
I think it's great we talked about that too. He called himself out because
yeah,
Mark has never seen Home Alone.
So we gotta swear I'm gonna watch it this year. I just can't pass up Bad Santa and Elf. It's just hard to skip that.
Elf is so great.
So then you've got, yeah, McAllister's Corner. That's a Two Roads Tavern.
Yes, sir.
And it's again one of my wife's favorite places to go. Then you've got Aw Shucks at the Blue Water Grill.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Holly Jolly Christmas. And that one is
Jolly Roger.
Jolly Roger.
Lord. Let me pull it up here.
Yeah. Sandy Claus. That's at the Blue Crab.
Yeah.
And the Blue Crab is involved.
Yeah.
Mama Claus.
I love the Blue Crab.
That's Mama Kwan's. And then Goombays. Also, Jingle 12, of course, and then the Broken Candy Cane.
That's Bonzer Shack.
That's at Bonzer Shack. So those are your 12 bars, and again, they've all got different themes, and they're all going to have different menu items, so that's something to keep in mind as well. Now, on this website, Mark, with everything, they've got different events that are going to be taking place, and you can go on this website and check it all out, correct? So you're going to have different things.
Sure.
Care to share some of the different things that at least Jingle is going to do?
Yeah, Jingle 12, when we open, like we do a pop-up brunch, like a casserole Christmas-themed brunch. I believe that's on December 3rd. And then on December 6th and 7th, we do Toys for Tots, which most people think they go, oh, Toys for Tots. They think of like the motorcycle run or toys. I think of Tater Tots.
Yeah.
So if you bring us toys, we actually give you Tater Tots. We do like five different...
a truffled tater tot.
Yeah, for sure. We do
like
five different options of tater tots. We do Christmas market, which
I love the Christmas market.
That's on December 4th, and a lot of places are doing those markets. We really want to steer people to the website, just because everybody has different days of operations, hours, and everything's listed on there. As far as like when you click on each individual logo. And that explains like their hours, and it'll tell you about their special events.
Well, I can tell you right now that I believe you need to go to McAllister's Corner on December 7th because they're going to be playing Home Alone on all 20 of their TVs.
There you go.
So it's McAllister's Corner movie and game night.
That sounds fun. I'll be there.
Well, I'm sitting here on the website right now, actually, and I see pictures of the party bus, and I see that you can actually do like, Is there a way to like someone else to drive? Because I mean, obviously, there's a lot of festive drinks at all these places. So
yeah, we have Maddie contacted me last year, and when we were doing the four bars, and he's like, "Hey, what do you think about a bus to go in between them, and it was super popular and sold out. And there were some that went during the day. There were ones in the evening because a lot of, you know, just a lot of people don't want to be out at night. I mean, this whole Christmas, you know, attracts people of all ages, kids, adults, you know, senior citizens, everybody. But this year, the bus, there's four different routes. So they go to three different bars. There's one bus that just goes to all the ones in Manio. It's on the website. Tickets are selling out really quickly for those. I think there's about 25 or 30 dates. I wouldn't wait. If you want to book one, I would do it.
So yeah, it's pretty, because they have Snoopy's red route, Charlie's yellow route, Lucy's blue route, then the Peppermint Patty's green route.
I love
the names. Yeah, it's so cute.
That is awesome. So let me ask you this, Mark. If someone were to say, you know what, I really need to get one of those igloos this year, how's that going to go? Like, do they need to call you?
Yeah, next week we're going to make announcement on social media. We've been closed for the last 10 days, so we've been in and out of town, and we've been doing some projects at Lucky's. But next week I'm going to make an announcement on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, on how we will book them and when we will book them. And it's coming soon, and I apologize because I know a lot of people are waiting to do it. We just haven't sat still enough to take the reservations, I guess, so to speak.
I got you.
Y'all, and I'm sitting here looking at like the the bus crawl, basically. Uh-huh. And if you're listening to this right now, you want to do it, you need to get online and book them, because most of them are already sold out. Like,
oh wow!
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, I'm so stoked for all of you guys. I mean, seriously, like there may be like 12 available.
Well, and this what's beautiful about all of this is, you know, we've created this December economy here. Mark
absolutely has taken the December economy, realized that how slow it was around here. And like we talked about off air with him, is how even the logos on the website, like they had someone design the 12 bars of Christmas logo locally.
Yes.
You said about Morgan and the beer, mm-hmm. like they got like special beer for you guys.
Yeah. So, Morgan Mushin from, Hot Fly Brewing,
who we know, Morgan.
So he approached me, and he reps for Hot Fly, which is out of Rocky Mount, and they wanted to do a beer just for us. So we end up getting 100 cases of beer that we're going to distribute through all the 12 bars that has like our logo on it. It's only available in the 12 bars.
That's pretty rad.
See, so and like that's pretty rad. And then they use I don't know if anyone's ever been, but the sausage balls that they have at Lucky 12.
Oh.
He was talking about how they stopped in Nash County and bought from Spencer Sausage from Nash County.
Yeah, or Bass Farm.
Bass Farm, that's what it was, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they went out there and bought 50 pounds from Nash and then brought it back over here. So it's like helping the economies all around Eastern North Carolina.
It's
like
amazing,
everyone trickles down from it. Even us, like we talked about. When we get paid for the podcast, they were able to advertise on Outer Banks this week, and it helps those people too. It just keeps the economy going through the months of December. And then the restaurants that they don't get to eat at, because some people might have a weekend stay here, other restaurants and not a part of this, or hotels or Airbnbs or whatever, you know, it's trickling down every way you look at it.
Absolutely.
It's pretty rad.
And I'll tell you what, everybody around here really appreciates all the energy and time that you put into it. And the others that have joined in, that all the energy that they put into it, because we've got to have these things to do, and people want things to do. And that's the thing. And Mark has recognized this, and he has been able to show that, hey, look, we can still party in December the entire month, not just the week of Christmas. Let's party the entire month.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that my wife loves it. I love it. We all try to go and participate and do and hang out and enjoy all the different things and share the good news of great joy and the good tidings to you and all that other fun stuff.
Yeah, like I go to Lucky 12 during the summer and stuff like that too, grab a pizza or whatnot. But like December, I feel like I'm there at least twice, three times a week.
Yeah, I had a really good, what was it the other day? I want to say it was, it was on rye bread. I was in your establishment.
A Reuben?
It wasn't a Reuben though. It was a corned beef sandwich.
Oh.
And it was amazing.
Well, it was probably one of our daily specials or something.
It was a special. It definitely was a special.
Well, and Mark, and I'm sure your crew helps you out too, but you all are so clever in general. Like when this happened, and then I think I saw this summer too, how you did the, was the lunchbox kits that you did with like the Capri Sun.
Just had like old school lunch trays.
Yeah.
Like trays, and we did like,
That's so rad, man. You
know? Yeah, and that's the thing, is that he tries to keep it fun around here.
Keep it fun and keep it fresh.
Yes.
See?
So what's the ornaments look like this year?
It's that logo right there.
Oh, okay.
There. So it has the 12 bars, website. And there's 12 little buildings that represent each bar.
I love it.
Sweet.
I love it.
Well, Mark, so everybody can go to
12 Bars of Christmas.
The number 12, barsofchristmas.com, get more details. And again, you're going to make an announcement on social media in the near future regarding how to make reservations for the different entities within the different businesses.
Yeah, and if you're a business having a holiday party for your people and stuff like that, these definitely is the way to go. Those igloos, I think we had Sierra Nevada came last year, and we had one of the little... And it was so cool just hanging shack. Out there. And
I like the fishing shack.
You know, it was so cool. So,
Mark, what else? What did we leave anything out? Did we forget anything?
It opens. The official opening is November 30th, Thursday, okay. November 30th, first Thursday after Thanksgiving. Traditionally, it's always the first Thursday that we open, and everybody's on the same page doing that this year.
Sweet.
And then it runs through through New Year's. Just to, you know, some people may run it longer, but you know, at least till New Year's.
Yeah, and there is on that website, 12barsofchristmas.com.
Good deal.
There's different events, like each, like Mark was saying, like the Blue Crab doing a food truck out there, and you can find different times for each one, so you can literally go and support each one of the 12 bars that's in this some way, different times, stuff like that.
It's great stuff.
I'll kick your ass at the gingerbread contest.
I mean, I ain't trying to go head-to-head in the gingerbread.
Why, bro?
You trying to do this?
Yeah.
I mean, what? You know, I ain't scared. Whatever. You all don't right. bring it in. Okay. That's fine. Cool. I ain't worried about you.
Okay, cool.
Gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Gingerbread.
Mark, thanks for coming in. Yeah, we appreciate everything
thanks
that you
for having me.
Have you noticed Mark's shirt?
I did see that. Yes, yeah, a little T-Swift something going on over there. 12 Bars of Christmas, man. It's going to be great.
Yeah, check them out online, 12barsofchristmas.com. That's where you get everything. And seriously, if you want to do the bus tour and stuff, a lot of them are sold out. So get on there. When reservations start booking, take advantage of it.
Get it.
Get on it. So, all right.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.